Shavuos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. We've discussed the concept of Shavuos Bitui, a Shavuos where a person creates a Mechayiv on himself, Lahara Lahetiv, and then there's Shavuos L'Sha'ovar, on something that could be Lahara Lahetiv, but something that's in the past tense. And that's already a Shaila, whether there's a Korbon on a Shoigeg when a person's over on a Shavuos Bitui. There's a concept of a Shavuos Sheker, where a person is affirming something, it turns out he's lying. That's a Shavuos Sheker. But there's also Shavuos Shov, and we had Shavuos Shov now in the context of a person makes a Shavuos Levatel HaMitzvah. The Shavuos is Shov, it's meaningless. It's senseless, because the Shavuos is not Chal, and that type of Shavuos is the Lav Lesisa, Hashem Hashem LaShov. So on that, the Mishnah now says, Ezi Shavuos Shov. Where's the love of Shavuos Shov, where he's over that love? And a Shavuos that's not Chal, and he's over the love right away, and there's even Malkus. The cases are as follows. Nishba l'shanis is hayidua l'odom. He's Nishba to... He says something which is patently not true. It's not false in the sense of he said that he did owe money, he didn't owe money, he borrowed, he didn't borrow, where it has to be in his barrel later on, like they ate him. It's something which is clearly, the shvur is meaningless because it's clearly narishkeit. It's clearly hevel. For example, Omar al-Hamud shall evin shu shall zov. It's a pillar of stone, and he says it's made out of zov. Look at it, you can see it's not. Valo ishu isha. Man, a woman, valo isha shuish, nishba al dover she'i efsher. Another type of example is he's nishba on something which is impossible. Im loy roisi gomol shepareach ba'avir. He's nishba and he affirms the fact that he was standing last week by the ocean and he sees a gomol pareach, he sees a camel flying. We all know the camels don't fly. Vim loy roisi nochosh b'kakoyras beis habad. If he says, he's affirming, I'm telling you, and he's nishba to back it up, that he saw a snake that was as big as a beis habad, which is a olive press. That's not the size of a snake. Another oifin. Omar lo edim, boi veheiduni. Come say edus for me in Bezdin. And they say, shvua shaloi neidach. We're going to see more about this in the next parak. About what happens if Edim are pressed to come to Bezin. There's a Bezunda type of Shavuos called Shavuos or Edus. And that's talking about where it's not clear if they have Edus that they can be of help to Reuven in his court case against Shimon. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about over here, it's clear they might have Edus. Reuven and Shimon are might that they have Edus to say for Levi. They're saying they're not going to come. Now, it's a mitzvah for a person to say Edus. The Pasuk says, M'lo yagid v'noso avoyno. We'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll go back to this Pasuk and Amistayev in the next parak. But what the Mishnah is really just giving is an example of a person being blatantly nishba to not do that which he's mukhif to, apiteru. He's nishba levatel za mitzvah. Why the Mishnah mentions this example is only because this is going to come up as a whole subject in Shavuos Edus and Perek Dalet. And you see that the Mishnah goes weiter. Nishba levatel sa mitzvah, which is really what the first thing was saying. Shavuos shaloi neidach is really just an example of nishba levatel sa mitzvah. And the Mishnah speaks out other examples. Shaloi la'asa sukkah. It's the santa loshen of not making a sukkah. The mitzvah is not making the sukkah. The mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah. So the simple case would be, he says, the leil tezvov of sukkahs, I will not sit in the sukkah. What does it mean when he says he doesn't make a sukkah? So clearly you have to say, a person doesn't have to make a sukkah. You could always sit in somebody else's sukkah and be yotzi dechavos. You have to say that when he says, shaloi laso sukkah, either he has to say it, it's not clear, or it's inherently what he means to say is that he's not going to sit in the sukkah. The reason why it's called laso sukkah is because the pasuk says, chag ha-sukkah tasa l'cho shivas yomim. So Memela, since the Torah expresses it in the Losh Nasiyah, we call the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah Tasalucha, or he making a shvur that he won't make a sukkah. The Sant, famous sheet of the Yerushalmi, that there's a brocha asher kedushonu b'mitzvah yisov tzivonu, when one builds a sukkah, is something we don't find by any of the mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah on baking matzah or on making tefillin. But the Yerushalmi holds there's a mitzvah on making the sukkah because the lashon of the pasuk is Chag HaSukkos Tasa L'choshev HaSyom. So, okay. The next example is the Pashta example. Shalai lo niach tefillin. He's not going to put on tefillin. We might add, by the way, what is he saying? He's saying that he's not going to put on tefillin his whole life. He's never going to put on tefillin. What happens if he says he's not going to put on tefillin today? Somebody's trying to wake him up, and he says, don't bother me. Today I'm sleeping in. I don't want to. The person says, well, it's already chatzos hayom, rachman tzlan. You didn't put on tefillin. He says, I'm making a shvu. I'm not putting on tefillin today. Is that called nishma levatel samitzu? So the real truth of the matter is, that's a fascinating discussion, is there any, what we know as yidden, that we put on tefillin every day, is there any din deraisa to put on tefillin every day? Really, the mitzvah say is to wear tefillin all day. We can't wear tefillin all day because we're not shema gufnoki, and we don't keep our thoughts focused on the Rabban Shalom. We're not on that madrega that they were on thousands of years ago. So we don't wear tefillin the whole day. Does that mean there's a mitzvah every day? Not mistab is a mitzvah only to put on once in your life. So Rishonim and Achronim don't really discuss this b'mefurish, but the Levush in the Psicha d'Hilchos Tefillin says that obviously you're going to have to say that the mitzvah will shtol zechois for us that we can't wear tefillin all day to devote a period of time when we could wear tefillin properly every day. And the time for that clearly is when we're being yotze krishma shol shachris. And that's why we wear tefillin from the beginning of Shachris till the end. That's the thought process over here. So Recht is on there. If a person says, I'm making a shvur, Rachman and Slav, that I'm not putting on tefillin today, yes, he's mevatel a mitzvah se deraisa. Zuhi shvur shov, shechayovin al zdoina makis v'ashikigos l'potum. There is no korban. The korban is on a shvur's bitui. Not on a shvur shov. The shvur shov is not chal. If one makes it, if there's hasra, he gets malchus. But shigigoso is like any lavi, needs a kapara, but there's no carbon. Mishnah Tes. Here we have a mechudish dik shvu shav, because it's not something that's shav be'etzem. It's shav only in context. He makes a shvu first, shvu sha'oichal kikazu. Shvu that I'm going to eat this loaf of bread. That's a shvu's bitui. Shvu sha'loyoichlena. Then he makes a shvu that he won't eat it. Harishayna shvuas bitui, it's chal, and he has to eat it. The second one, hashniya, shvuas shav. Because since he already has a mitzvah, al yidei, the first shvua, it's made by him, but now it's a mitzvah, say he's mechuyev to eat it. So now his shvua that he's not going to eat it is a shvuas shav. Achola, what happens if he eats it? So he was mekayim the first shvua. Overall shvuas shav. But lamaisa said the second shvua was shav. It doesn't mean when he eats it. It already was Shavuot Shav. Lo yacholo. If he doesn't eat it. So the second one was Shavuot Shav as soon as he made it. But if he doesn't eat it, Ovar al Shavuot's Bitu, he's over also on the Shavuot's Bitu.